You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's dive into one of matcha's biggest debates, how it's ground. You know that pricey stone-ground matcha? We're all trained to think it's just better. But is it really better than the modern stuff? Let's find out. Okay, so we're going to follow the grind. Traditional stone versus modern machine. First up is the classic Ishiosu. Yeah, we're talking an 800-year-old method here. The key here is that the stones don't actually crush the leaves. They gently tear them. And it is incredibly slow. Like 1 mil makes just 40 grams in an hour. Okay, now for the modern challenger. These are high-speed industrial-grade mills. These things use impact to just shatter the leaves, but they have awesome cooling systems. And the output? We're talking up to 10,000 grams an hour. A huge difference. So how do they actually stack up against each other? Time for a little showdown. When it comes to pure production, it's not even a contest. The machine wins, hands down. But here's where it gets interesting. The irregular flakes from stone mills create that silky body. Now get this. Modern mills run cooler, but they miss that key toasty hickory aroma. So looking at all that, who do you think actually wins? Well, it's kind of a split decision. The best one really depends on what you're making. For traditional tea, stone mill is king. But for lattes and baking, machine milled just makes more sense. So here's your new checklist. Forget the mill type, ask about particle size and harvest date, because at the end of the day, 90% of what makes great matcha is the leaf itself. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.